Welcome to one of the oldest cities in the Caucasus and in the world. Did you know that this city was founded because of two birds that disappeared? Well, at least that is what the legend says. Let's go all the way back to the 5th century. This was the century when the mighty Roman Empire collapsed. In that time, King Vakhtang Gorgasali was hunting in the territory you are in now, near Tbilisi. He saw a pheasant. Pheasants are colorful birds that many find beautiful to watch and tasty to eat. The king shot an arrow at the pheasant and then sent his falcon, a bird that was trained to hunt with him, to go and get the pheasant. Something strange happened. The falcon didn't come back. In fact, both birds disappeared. The king ordered his hunters to search for the birds. He wanted his hunting falcon back, and he wanted the pheasant he had shot. After some searching, the hunters found the birds. They had been boiled in a hot spring. When the king arrived, he was greatly impressed by the hot sulfur springs, the forested mountains, and the river. He saw that this place would be perfect to build a capital. It would be protected from enemies by the hills of Solalaki and Makhotta, and the people of the city would always have access to water, since the city would be built on both banks of the Emtikvari River. He knew right away how to name the city that would be built on this hot place, Tbilisi. Tbili means warm in Georgian. Now we know that Tbilisi was founded a long, long time ago. That's why there are both old and new buildings in the city. The oldest ones are built of stone, like the Narikala Fortress and the Metaki, Sioni and Ankiskati temples. The other buildings belong to the 18th and 19th centuries. Can you guess why there are so few old houses? Well, in the old days, the houses in Tbilisi were mostly built of wood. They were arranged in steps on a mountain slope. They were so close to each other that the roof of one house was the front yard of the next. Much later, in 1795, the Persians led by Aga Mohammed Khan invaded Tbilisi. He burned the entire city. As you can imagine, all wood houses were destroyed, but the stone buildings survived the fire. That's why the oldest buildings in Tbilisi are made of stone. The old wooden houses have been destroyed long ago. Tbilisi was burned by numerous enemies, not just the Persians. The city was destroyed more than 40 times. The Georgians didn't give up on the city. After each destruction, they rebuilt their capital. Georgians are tolerant of other nations and religions. That is why we can find buildings of different religions side by side in old Tbilisi. Like the Georgian Orthodox Church and Mosque, the Armenian Gregorian Church and Synagogue, the Catholic Church, and even the ruins of the Zoroastrian temple. Tbilisi has a long and interesting history. It is also a city of rare beauty with hospitable people. We hope you like visiting it.